Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's wrong?
You said off the air, I'm nervous to the service.
I'm nervous to the service.
I don't know what that means, but
all
okay.
All right, Abby, so you decided over some General Tso's at dinner to tell your husband that you found out you found his lockbox,
so,
right?
So, blam, you tell him. Then what?
Yeah.
Take it from there, because I by the way.
He's nervous.
We have all speculated nonstop.
Kids have even speculated.
I'm convinced, and don't say yes or no, just I'll let you tell your story, but I'm convinced that it's a firearm, that he just wants to lock down a firearm. Okay, but enough of our speculation. Abby, you tell your husband what you found over a little General Tso's, and what happened next?
Well, he was completely calm and collected. He didn't even flinch a bit, and he just stood up and said, come with me.
Oh!
We walked downstairs, and he said, you mean this space? And sure enough, he was pointing to the hidden door.
So he's not hiding it at all. Like, totally, like, here it is.
Here's the space.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then, so he opened it up and said that during construction, the contractor built it as a second way to get the clean out line from the sink in the bar. That simple. And when you say lockbox, do you mean this toolbox that I keep in here so it's not laying out in the open? And Bubba and Melanie, I'm telling you with 1,000,000% confidence that the toolbox that he pulled out of that space is not the lockbox that I saw in there originally.
Whoa. Time out.
So he replaced the
hang on.
Box?
Hold up. Time out. I'm taking a 30-second time out.
Okay, you take a time out. Go.
So wait a second. So he no pause, no whatever, and he pulled a toolbox out of the space. Are you sure that maybe in your haste that you didn't actually have a toolbox there instead of a lockbox?
No, he pulled out this toolbox that I've walked past like 1,000 times in our garage. I know what the toolbox is, and I know what I saw before. It was a lockbox that was locked.
So
you know, the toolbox isn't locked. I can open up the toolbox.
So he pulls out the toolbox, then what?
Yeah.
So I told him that. I was like, that's not the box. That's a toolbox that I saw in the garage. And he could not have been any nicer. He said, sweetie, I love you, but this is the only thing that has ever been in this
space.
No! And then I got so angry. And he did not. And he was so convincing and sure. Like, now I'm wondering if somehow I made the mistake. But I'm telling you that what I pulled out of that space was a lockbox. And it was not a toolbox. And he swears that it is the only thing that has ever been in there. And so now I'm totally lost. I don't have any idea what to do.
So wait.
What was in the toolbox? Just tools?
Just tools.
Tools.
Okay,
just
time
tools.
Out. Time out. Okay.
No.
So,
no.
Okay, so I need to think here for a second. Hold on. My head hurts. I'm actually rubbing my head.
No.
So the space explanation, I'm not a plumber and I don't know anything about those kinds of things, but maybe that makes sense that he built it so that they can access the plumbing from a space. I don't know, but it seems too small to crawl in and to get to. So I don't know if I buy that even. At all. I don't know.
We just got a message from Mindy who said, was he tipped off that we were talking about this, Abby, and did he replace that toolbox?
I don't know!
That original box, lockbox, with a toolbox.
Is there any way in the world, is there any, Abby, I know that you answered it. I know you have said this already, but is there any way in the world that the box that you grabbed that day was a toolbox and that somehow in your nervousness you mistook it for a locked box?
No.
She knows.
Because I was trying to open it and I could have opened the toolbox.
Now you're angry. You're angry. You're like, I'm telling you that there was a lockbox, and what does he do?
And
he denies it?
Yeah, he's just like completely calm and collected, just denied it. And he's like, maybe you saw the wrong thing. And now he's like making me feel like I'm going crazy, like I saw a different box. But I swear I saw this lock box and it was not the toolbox. And now I don't even know what to do. Like I couldn't even sleep last night.
And he never backed off of that. Like he absolutely insists that it was a toolbox.
Yeah, he said it's the only thing that's ever been in this space.
How does this end? Like, how does this end last night? Just like, I don't know.
I just kind of gave up and like went upstairs to take a bath. I just don't know what to do. I'm totally confused. Now this is even worse than not knowing, because now I feel like he's covering something up and he's deliberately lying to me.
Mm-hmm. And so many people feel he was tipped off.
I am pacing. I am in the studio pacing back and forth. I'm not kidding. I don't know what to do.
What do we do? I mean,
I don't know what to do.
Because that lockbox is now gone.
Abby, I know that you were short on time today. I know that you couldn't stay through as late as you could yesterday because you got to get to work. And I appreciate you telling us this story. But download the radio.com app and just keep listening, because I'm going to ask our Bubba Show family I know you can't stay on to get the advice, but maybe you can listen and get the advice, because I have none.
So bad.
I am. Hear this noise?
Tapped out.
I am tapping out. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Okay. I love you. Keep listening. I'll email you later.
Okay.
I need to. Can we talk?
What?
Can talk to her tomorrow or Monday, just because how are you going to find that tool? I mean, that lockbox. It's gone. He took it.
I don't know. I don't know.
She's being lied to, right? Right?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. Maybe it was the toolbox.
No, she's certain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.